In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm reading Psalm 46. The Lord God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in time of distress. Thus, we do not fear, though the earth be shaken, and the mountains quake into the depths of the sea. Though its waters rage and foam, the mountains totter at its surging, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Oh, yeah. The scripture says, the Lord is our strength, an ever-present help in time of distress. Therefore, we don't fear. Even if the earth be shaken, even if the mountains quake and go into the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, the mountains totter at its surging, for the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. You know, this 46th Psalm is the greatest, you know. Then it talks about there is a river that gladdens the city of God. I'm telling you, there is a river that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. There is a river. There is a river. There's an anointed river. There's the presence of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, my friends, this Psalm 46 will be like medicine for us during the times of difficulty. And we have experienced two difficult moments this weekend, just this weekend. The first difficult moment happened at Times Square, where there was a bomb placed in a truck, and it was Times Square, right near where the Lion King was playing. And that means if that bomb went off, there would have been children, many children killed there that day. Thank God they found it. Thank God they found it. Thank God they found it. Then the second thing is that we have a water problem in Boston. And people are telling me they went to BJ's and different places, and people are fighting for water. They're fighting for water. They're fighting like crazy people for water. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I understand that there was water that came into some stores, and it was guarded by policemen. Policemen brought this water in at a convenience store. This is crazy. This is crazy, you know? This is absolutely crazy. What would we do if there really was a problem? Like, what would we do? We don't know how to handle. I've been telling you, we do not know how to handle problems. I've been telling you, God forbid, if we didn't have food on the shelves, there'd be looting. You know, this is just previews of coming attractions. Previews of coming attractions. Now, I'm not telling you that this is going to happen. I'm telling you, we need to be ready, God forbid, if it does happen. Let me tell you just a little thing. Every Friday since 9/11, I have been celebrating the Eucharist at Holy Rosary, and it is for the purpose that if there is anything in the works to destroy our country or our people, that God would uncover it and people would find out, the right people would find out. And last Friday, as usual, we celebrated the Eucharist for peace in the Middle East, and my prayer was, Jesus, out loud I prayed, I said, Lord, if there's anything in the works that out to destroy this country, let it be uncovered that nobody get hurt. Come to find out, in Times Square, there was a crazy man with a bomb who wanted to destroy people. We do not know his nationality. We know he is white. That's all we know. And he is a terrorist. I don't know what kind of terrorist he is, but he is a terrorist. And if that bomb went off, children would have died that had gone to see the Lion King because it was playing and it was filled. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to thank God for prayer. I want to thank God that you hear prayer, Jesus. And I know it's not only my prayer. I know it's the prayer of so many people. I know it's the prayer of so many people, but I'm called to be faithful. I'm called to proclaim this truth. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Okay, now the water situation. The water situation is, there was a main that something broke or whatever it is, and the water is polluted, okay? The water in Boston is polluted, and people have been acting like crazy men and crazy women. Crazy men and crazy women. Make sure that they have water. Make sure that they get water. Running to these stores, you know, fighting with each other. My God, this is like scary. This is like scary. We do not know how to handle conflict. We do not know how. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. God is our refuge and our strength. The Lord is not our refuge and our strength. I'm going to tell you that. He is the present help in time of distress. We don't turn to God. We turn to the water. We've got to go get water. Thus we do not fear, though the earth be shaken. Well, we do fear. What if I'm without water? What if my family's without water? And mountains quake to the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and the mountains totter at its surging. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. But is the Lord of God, the Lord of hosts, with us? I mean, the people that flip out. They flip out. You know, though the mountains should quake, you know, the Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. People don't know that. People don't know that. Yeah, I wasn't concerned. I wasn't concerned. You know, I'm saying, you know what? It's going to pass. You know, it's going to pass. I have a little bottle of water in my room. You know, if I need water, I drink the bottle of water. I try to keep some water in the house. I don't have enough now. Next time, when things get better, I'm going to get more water. But I have bottled water in my house so that, you know, I've been sick recently. I've been drinking bottled water. So you know what that means? It means I'm going to stock up on water. God forbid. God forbid something happen. Though the mountains quake, though the mountains fall into the sea, though the whole earth shake, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it. And you know what? I have enough food in my house. You know, pasta on pasta, you know? And I have rice that, God forbid, if something happens, I'd be able to help people. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But yesterday, there was craziness that took place in the Boston area. In BJ's, people were fighting. They were fighting. Fighting for water. Fighting for water. This is crazy. You want to know what? Because we don't know the God of Jacob. We don't know that he's our stronghold. We don't know that he's our defense. We don't know that he's our everything. And you know, I'm telling you, structures are shaking. I'm telling you, structures are shaking. Things are happening. I'm telling you, they are happening. And you know what? We are fast asleep until we have a crisis, and then we overreact. We overreact. You want to know why? Because the God of Jacob is not our stronghold. Because the God of Jacob is not our life. Because Jesus Christ is not our life. We're afraid we're going to be without. I told you, look at Katrina. What happened with Katrina? There was looting. There was killing. Yeah, people don't know how to handle conflict. I always thought that we handle conflict on our knees and do the best that we can, that we ask for the mercy of God. I always thought that no matter what happens, that the God of Jacob is with us, that the God of Jacob is our stronghold. I always thought that even if the mountains fall into the sea, I shouldn't be afraid, because the Lord of Jacob is with us. He's my stronghold. He's my defense. You know? Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be prepared. I think we should be prepared, because we don't know what's going to happen. With these terrorists, we don't know what's going to happen. In all reality, we have no idea what's going to happen with these terrorists. We do not know. So then we prepare. Then we prepare. And prepare to have enough food, enough water, not only for us, but for other people. And you know, rice is cheap. Rice is cheap. You know, a lot of rice, a lot of pasta. God forbid if something happens. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But I will tell you, I received a word in 1990 that there would be looting. That there would be looting. That food would be scarce. Now, I don't know if that was from God, but I do remember the word. And I remember I was with Rose Finnegan one day, and she said to me, "Father Tom, you see that big thing of rice? It was like 50 pounds. Is it time, this is 2-3 years ago, to buy it?" I said, "No, not yet. But you know what? I think it's time now. I think it's time now not to be afraid, but to be prepared. Not to be fanatical, but to be prepared. We don't know what's going to happen in this country because we have forsaken the living God. This country has forsaken the living God. And it's time to find our knees again. It's time to find our knees again. It's time to return to the Lord with words, a broken heart, and ask Him to have mercy on us. You know, it really is time. We don't have time to waste. Things are being multiplied. You know, things are being multiplied. I know this water thing had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, but I am telling you, there was a terrorist at in New York, where, you know, whatever it's called, my mind is gone now, where they have the great Times Square. And there could have been a real, real death of innocent children. We know this is a terrorist. You know, these people wanted to kill innocent children, innocent people. The truck was near the place where the Lion King was presented. So I thank God that we at Holy Rosary every single Friday have been celebrating the Eucharist for peace in the Middle East through the blood of Jesus. And I thank God that we pray every Friday that anything in the works would be discovered. Anything in the works would be discovered, because only God knows how to do these things, and that He would inspire people to find all these things that are in the works that are out to destroy God's people, out to destroy innocent people. And again, we continue to do that at Holy Rosary. We continue to pray. We continue to pray. That doesn't mean we pray enough. That doesn't mean I pray enough either, that's for sure. But I want to tell you, it is time to find our knees. It is time to find our knees. When people start going nuts over water, my Lord, I say, what would happen if there was a real famine? What would happen if the trucks stopped running because of gasoline? What would happen if the stores were not equipped with the right food? What would happen if unemployment gets more and more and people don't have money to buy food? What would happen? What would happen? You see, at one time, we as God's people would share with people. That's what I thought it was all about, sharing with people. But now we want the government to do everything. You see, I want to tell you, God's people are to share. People come into my house, okay, and they say they're hungry. I'm going to tell you what I do. I go to places like Johnny Foodmaster when they have chicken on sale, and I get chicken, you know, by the 10 pounds, frozen chicken, put it in the freezer, and when people come and they have no protein, I give them 10 pounds of chicken. We have food downstairs and canned goods. I give them canned goods. You know, I open my own freezer to see what I can give them. If I can give them a gift certificate, I give them a gift certificate. You know, I always thought that we as God's people were to be people who share. People who share. I don't rely upon the government, because, you know, who's the government? I told you about people that are on welfare. The welfare get 22% of the money that goes to welfare. 78% goes to the administration, goes to the people that are running it, goes to the offices and the, you know, it's ridiculous. 22% goes to the poor. We just had Father Ilric with us, okay? Father Ilric, he spoke a couple of weeks ago. He is from Haiti, all right? He is from Haiti. And you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars have gone to Haiti. And you know what? Most of it was kept by the politicians, the people. It never trickled down to the people. The politicians, the people in power, got rich with your money. But you see, I don't do that. I'd never send a dollar to Haiti. I send it to Father Ulrich. Our parish is just going to be giving him almost $4,000. I'm giving him a good chunk of my money. Yesterday at Mass, I said to people that we're leaving, Father Ulrich is with us, and he's from Haiti, and he's got 10 orphans, and he's going to get 90 more with the help of God. If you would like to give him some money, it will be used for the people in Haiti. You see, I'm not going to send it to some organization that sends it to the people in power that keep the money. You see, that's what happens. I send it to Father Ulrich. I give it to Father Ulrich. Father Ulrich then cares for the people hands-on. See, I'm very careful with what I do with the money that God gives me. I'm very careful. I'm very careful. And I am one of the believers that if you care for the poor, God is going to care for you, because the Lord is always for the poor and the underdog. I don't expect the government to do anything, because the government only knows how to enhance the government and make more laws and make more taxes. I want to give my money right to the poor. I want to give my money right to places where it's going to be used hands on. And the Lord has promised me, you take care of the poor, and I'll take care of you. You take care of the poor, and I'll take care of you. And I believe that. Though the mountains quake and fall into the sea, we should not be afraid, for the Lord of Jacob is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. That's right. We should not fear nothing. Fear nothing. Fear is useless. The only thing we need is trust. But you know what? That's not what they were doing at BJ's. They were fighting for water. Fighting for water. Fighting for water. I was too busy to be thinking about fighting for water. We had enough water here. Yesterday, it was Sunday, I had a whole lot of people in the house for lunch. Everybody ate. We had plenty of pasta. Plenty of pasta. I cooked some meat. We had sweet potatoes and white potatoes. Oh yeah, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to keep on giving out. Giving out, because as you give, you receive. I'm not going to worry, but I'm going to have enough so that it won't only be for me, but it'll be for others. I'm going to have enough so that it'll be for others, not only for me. God forbid if something happens. God forbid if the next time the bomb goes off. God forbid. God forbid. But again, we at Holy Rosary keep on praying. We keep on praying that if there's anything in the work, that they be found. So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling you what I've been telling you in the last several days. Find your need. Ask for mercy. Repent. Have mercy on us, O Lord, that our country, a covenanted country, has given over to socialists. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord, that we, the people of God, do not share our goods with the poor. We expect the government to do that, and they steal most of the money for the administration of the government. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord, that we have a vice president that gave less than 1% to the Catholic, wouldn't you know it, to the poor, 1% to charity. Isn't that wonderful? Less than 1%. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord, that we think of ourselves and we don't think about other people. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on your people, O Lord. We are in need of your mercy. I am in need of your mercy. Without your mercy, I will not be able to stand. So have mercy on us, O Lord. Do not give us over to our own sinfulness. Do not give us over to our own corruption. But, Lord, cause us to repent. Cause us to repent. Cause us to repent. And thank you, Lord, that that bomb was discovered and nobody was hurt. Thank you, Lord, that that bomb was discovered and nobody was hurt. Thank you that you saved those children, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that we've been inspired at Holy Rosary to pray every Friday night for that intention. I thank you that I spoke those very words last Friday. Lord, if there's any trouble in the work that terrorists want to do to us, let them be uncovered. Jesus, you let people, the right people, find out so that nobody will be hurt. I thank you, Lord, that you call us to prepare on our knees, on our knees, on our knees. You call us to love you and to cherish you, Lord. I thank you for that. And Jesus, you know, we are in tough times, but I don't want to be afraid, because I'm not. I'm not going to be afraid, because you know why? You told me that during these tough times, greater miracles would happen. Greater awesome things would happen. That we'd see things that they saw with the apostolic age, and even greater. And you told me that the salvation of many would depend upon us who say we believe in you. Oh, Jesus, you are salvation. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I'm not afraid, not afraid at all. But, Lord, I want to be prepared. I want to be prepared on my knees. Lord, help me be prepared on my knees. I need to pray more. I need to seek you more. I need to find you more. Help me to be prepared with food for people who have no food. Help me to be prepared, oh Lord. Help me to be prepared. And Lord, take away fear from people. Take away fear from people, because the Lord is my refuge and my strength. The Lord is my stronghold. And even if the mountains should quake and the earth should fall into the sea, I'm going to tell you, the Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And it's going to turn out okay. It's going to turn out okay. It's going to turn out okay. So, my friends, please, what can you get from today's talk? Please, make time to pray. Make time to pray. Call on the mercy of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion of Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Complete mercy. We need complete mercy. Complete mercy. Complete mercy. Complete mercy. Complete mercy. We need complete mercy. I just received this text message from Mary Smith in California, and she says, keep warning the people, because no one else is doing it. Keep warning the people. Remember the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, the watchman blowing the trumpet. The watchman blowing the trumpet. We need watchmen warning us, calling us back to God, calling us back to our knees, calling us back to repentance. The watchman warning the people. For Mary writes, keep warning the people, because no one else is doing it. We're all sleeping like Snow White. We're all sleeping like Snow White. And you know what we need, don't you? The kiss of the Prince, that Jesus would come and wake us up by kissing us and say, beloved, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. No more. No more. No more. No more do you need to be asleep. Wake up. For the Lord is risen from the dead. Death has been conquered. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Learn how to share. Learn how to give. Learn how to be the light of the world. Learn how to be the salt of the earth. Wake up, my children. Wake up. Wake up, for the winter is over. It's time. It's time for the flowers to come. It's time to make love to the Lord. It's time. It's time. Wake up, my people. Wake up, my people. You see, we need watchmen throughout the country that are warning us to get ready, but never to be afraid. Warning us to get ready, but never to be afraid. Warning us to get ready, but never to be afraid. Because fear is absolutely useless. Fear is absolutely useless. The only thing we need is trust. The only thing we need is trust. The only thing we need is trust. That's all we need is trust. And you know what? That's enough. That's enough. Trust, 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 trust. Fear is useless, but all you need is trust. Okay, I do thank you for listening to In Season and Out of Season. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. People from all over the country. And it's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you know what? We can only do these broadcasts because you help us. People in Arizona, people in Washington, D.C., people in Phoenix, Arizona, people in St. Louis, people in New Jersey, people in the western part of the state, in Hartford, people in Boston, people in Florida. Oh, yes. All you people, people in Phoenix, we need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I do thank you for all your kindnesses because we couldn't do it without you. And you know what? The rain will be falling again. And if your roof is leaking, think about Jimmy, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. He's the best. He's the best. Does a good job, and I'm going to tell you, he's very inexpensive. He's the best. He's the best, and I put my ministry behind it. 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. All glory be to you, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All glory be to you, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Great, high, wonderful God, high and lifted up, worshipped by the angels and the saints. All glory be to you, God. Help us to be ready. Help us to get ready. Help us to find our knees. Help us to be prepared. Help us not to be afraid. All glory to God the Father, to Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and to the Holy Spirit who dwells within our hearts. May all praise and honor and glory be given to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, unto all the ages, and all the people said, Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.